Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Spots on corn can be expected no matter what the growing conditions are. This year in Nebraska, farmers have noted an uptick in southern rust and tar spot. Extension plant pathologist Dylan Mangel talks about what to look for and management strategies for southern rust.
Southern rust is just another one of those rusts that cause plant disease. Just like common rust can cause disease on corn, the difference with southern rust is it's not going to overwinter in Nebraska. And it didn't last winter. Even in a mild winter, it can't stay here. So it's got to start off in the south every year and work its way back up here. The big worry with southern rust is just how quickly it can get out of hand if it does show up on corn. So there's a lot of attention that goes into monitoring where that is and when it's showing up in Oklahoma and when it's hitting Kansas and when it's starting to show up in Nebraska, so we can help growers accurately time fungicide applications. So we really want to make sure the fungicide gets on there when it does, because those products don't last forever. You've got to time it appropriately if you want it to protect, and it can be hard when you're working on maybe a 2 or 3 or so week period of fungicide efficacy. With plant pathogens, they're really dependent on the weather. So if it's hot and dry, even a moderate level of disease is not going to increase. But if you get conditions that are cool and wet, or warm and wet, or different for different pathogens, you're going to see those diseases increase rapidly. So it's highly dependent on weather. So it's really hard to manage that threshold. But what we do say is watch that weather. Be aware of those conditions. Really think about conditions. If the conditions are good for the plants, they're often good for the pathogens. So when we get these cycles of rain over and over and over again this summer, it seems like we get another inch every week. That's perfect for pushing those pathogens along. And the heat that comes along with that is either going to advantage or disadvantage. In the case of southern rust, it's a southern disease. So you could imagine it's evolved to prefer that heat. And more heat along with this water is going to push that even further.
Tar spot is another disease that has been reported. Dylan says tar spot is much different than southern rust.
Tar spot's different. Tar spot overwinters here. It stays here. And the big difference that makes is when you've got disease in a field and then it stays in the field, you've got a base level. You're not completely dependent on it blowing in from somewhere else, which tar spot also does. It can blow from field to field and it can blow around. But if you've got a field that had a low level of it 1 year, maybe in 2 years when you have corn back in that field, it's a little bit higher. Rotate, it's a little bit higher. So you can build up this generational level of disease in that field. So that's sort of the difference with how it gets there. A big difference weather-wise is it also prefers the moisture. It's more of a, you know, it's not been around for long, but it's done best in the north central region. We've seen it in the I states and we've seen it move west. It hasn't been as successful in the south. It does a little bit better in the cool conditions. Fungicides are effective against tar spot. They tend to be, we tend to look at tar spot leaves on corn and always assume it's much worse than it actually is. So low levels, they're not necessarily, you know, levels we might see as, under 5% or so. It's going to look worse than that, but it's not necessarily going to be economical to go out and treat one of those situations. And in fact, in a lot of Nebraska, the levels are so low, even if you're seeing it, it might not be economical to deal with that. If you do have high levels, some treatments, you know, VT to R3 again, are going to be the most economical that we've seen in data. And a lot of that data has come from the I states where they've been dealing with this longer. We are, Tamara Jackson Zims, our corn pathologist here at the University of Nebraska Lincoln, has put a lot of work into fungicide trials on southern rust, fungicide trials on tar spot. Our problem is we just haven't had as many years to try those things out. So, but between the I states and us, we do have a lot of data, and we've got a lot of tools that are on the market that are effective that we've seen already. And we do have all those resources online. If you go to the cropprotectionnetwork.org, we've got fungicide efficacy tables for corn, soybean, wheat, all of them are on there.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.